themselves.
Let's just simmer down and let's conclave, okay, today? Because things, no matter what,
things could be worse.
Could be worse. Always trying to maintain a proper perspective. That's what they say. We are on Pope Watch. And go ahead and add to it. We're on now Fallen Soviet Rocket Watch.
What?
Brought this up last week, that the decades-old Soviet rocket ship spacecraft, which has been in orbit, just hovering around Earth for about 50 years, it's going to crash into our atmosphere pretty soon. And NASA says, we're not 100% certain where it's going to land. In fact, more like zero. So this is bigger problems. It's the Cosmos 482. That is the Soviet rocket that they launched in 1972 to Venus. And it didn't make it.
Stop.
It blew apart, and the biggest parts have been just hanging around our orbit for a while. And
you
now,
go up there and clean up your mess, young man.
Well, it's, that mess is coming to us.
Mm.
NASA says it's likely it will make its fiery descent sometime between May 7th today. And yeah, they could have maybe soft-shoed that a little bit.
Fiery descent.
Well, either sometime between today and next Tuesday, the 13th. But most likely, NASA says, around May 10th, which would be on Saturday.
That's very inconvenient. It's the weekend. Don't they understand this?
The bigger problem, even, is it's huge. And unlike the last one, which happened a couple of years ago, which did largely burn up but did fall like in the Indian Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they don't know where it's going to go. But this was intended to survive the planet Venus, which is, it's not going to burn up in our atmosphere. It was designed to not burn up in atmospheres. Oh. So it's going to come down as one giant Costco hunk of Soviet rocket. NASA says if just like the conclave, they'll know where it hits, but the smoke won't be white. Things could be worse. We'll keep an eye on it there on Venus Soviet Rocket Watch. That's what they say.
I think my blood pressure is already going off.
We're fine. Things could be worse.
No, all right. So, you know, sometimes things get lost at work. It's just a fact of life. You got your pens. You got your Post-its. Sometimes the Irish flute gets lost. Mic stands and F-18s.
Mm.
Another fighter jet is landed. It was supposed to land, pardon me, on the USS Harry Truman. Actually fell into the Red Sea yesterday after a failed landing. The pilots were able to eject. Two people were injured. And this all went down when the tail hook did not make contact with the wire that's set to slow it down. It just kept on going. Now, this is the second one they've lost in a little over a week.
The same aircraft carrier.
Same aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
Yeah, slightly different fighter jets. But both are worth nearly $70 million. So let's just put those anywhere.
That's why we have a budget for Will It Flow.
We're
never going to tackle something that large. Goodness gracious. Well, at least we make them right down the road. Things could be worse. Speaking of things in the sky, what time is it on the moon? The U.S. House Space Committee wants the standard lunar clock. We've talked about that in the works, that there would be lunar time. It would have its own time zone. And they went ahead and passed it, which means it goes to the floor of the House of Representatives in our Congress for a full vote. Passes there, goes to the Senate, then to Trump to get signed for a celestial time standardization. Yeah, it's been passed by the committees and whatnot, so we would get a time zone for the moon.
So are other countries passing time zones for the moon? I mean, this would seem to maybe a little bit bigger than America.
Yeah, well, before we do this, we need to figure out this whole daylight saving time thing. Are
for
we going to keep that
loud.
Or not?
I mean,
otherwise we're sending astronauts up there twice a year to change the clocks. That's just expensive, I would guess.
So we've heard about it for years, and today is the day. The Real ID law goes into effect if you want to fly in the United States of America. Now, you can also show your passports. And these are all security enhanced. and digitally enhanced by a law enacted after 9/11. You will know you have a real ID if it has a gold star next to the word driver's license.
Oh, yeah, we looked at that. We're evidently compliant. So we can fly the not-so-friendly skies anymore.
Mm-hmm. Just don't fly an F-18.
Real ID. Do I need to billow smoke for that, too?
No, I hope not.
It could be worse right there.
Things could be worse.
Well, things are worse yet again for the second time, because it was so fun the first time. Weight Watchers yesterday filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Weight Watchers made it very adamant in their statement saying that they are not shutting down and they plan to keep helping customers lose weight. But first, they have to lose over $1 billion worth of debt. If only there was a way to shed off those pesky dollars of debt in only like 12 weeks, you know? One point for every $1 billion of debt that they need to shed.
$1 billion?
Yeah. There's got to be a program.
Things could be worse. Things could be worse.
So are you bitter about Shedeur Sanders' less than stellar performance during the NFL draft? Well, you are not alone. In fact, a man in Georgia says the wait. Someone getting this guy picked on a team stressed him out.
Fifth round, man.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. He thinks the NFL is guilty of racial bias. The Sherman Antitrust Act. Not to mention collusion.
Sherman Antitrust Act.
So he wants $100 million.
Oh, okay.
And has filed suit for emotional distress.
Is this Deion Sanders that did this?
I don't know, but I think we should jump on that. I mean, I have no idea what any of that means.
Yeah.
But
if we're suing,
I like the $100 million.
If we're suing NFL for emotional distress, us Cowboys fans would like a word, Wapner. Here we go. And then finally, things could be worse. You could have, in a recent poll and survey, one of the, quote, toughest jobs in America. Top 10, which, by the way, was heavily represented by the Village People, believe it or not. They all pretty much involve at least two of these four things, the toughest jobs in America: physically demanding, long hours, high-stakes decisions, and possibly even an element of danger.
Oh.
Yeah, coming in at number 10, oil worker. 9, air traffic controller.
Oh,
hardest
yeah.
jobs in America. Farmer, 8. Astronaut, 7. Paramedic, 6. Police officer, 5. Doctor, 4. Member of the military at 3. And the top 2 toughest jobs in America. It was actually a tie for number 2. Firefighter and construction worker.
Whoa.
Teacher did make the list, top 20, but 16th. So, I don't know about that. Yesterday, National Teacher Day. But to be honest, I think astronauts are easier, and we saw Katy Perry show that.
Mm-hmm. Go, Gail.
By the way, coming in at number 1, the hardest job in America, that would be Diddy's defense lawyer.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Things could be worse. Well, that's what they say.